Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today Northeast has emerged as new India's greatest success story. He said in the last 5 years, the investments made towards the development of the region are nearly 4 times more than the funds allocated by the Congress government. In an interview to a newspaper, Modi said the infrastructural development that has taken place in the last decade has connected the northeastern region with the rest of the country. He said the country's first sports university has been opened in Manipur and the government is setting up more than 200 Khelo India centers across the 8 states. On the issue of insurgency, the Prime Minister said the government has significantly controlled insurgency in the northeast region and ensured peace. He said a total of 11 peace agreements have been signed in the last 10 years. Modi said more than 9,500 insurgents have surrendered since 2014 and joined the mainstream of the society. The Prime Minister said, due to the improved security situation, AFSPA has been withdrawn from most parts of the Northeast. Election Commission has said that 1,625 candidates are in the fray in the first phase of the Lok Sabha polls in 102 parliamentary constituencies after the withdrawal of nominations. Out of 1,625 candidates, 1,491 candidates are male and 134 are female. Voting for the first phase will be held on 19th of this month. Nagaland Brothers Congress Committee, NPCC, has launched the Donate for Congress campaign, a crowdfunding initiative to pitch in towards the electoral campaign fund as Supung Meren Jameer, INC and INTIA consensus candidate for April 19 general elections from Nagaland Lok Sabha constituency. In a press release, the NPCC said it is their belief that a freezing of accounts of the Congress party isn't just an act of inter-party political upmanship, but the union government is an assault on the democratic rights of the common people of India. It said the Donate for Congress campaign, apart from the financial contract aspect, is an invitation to the voters of Nagaland to register the protest against this wrong and reassert the centrality of the electorates on the representational democratic processes mandated under our constitution. The NPCC therefore appealed to all the supporters and well-wishers of the Congress party and every right-thinking citizens in Nagaland who believes in the preservation of a free and fair playing field in the electioneering process to contribute generously and make it count. The Rising People's Party, RPP, has claimed that there is hardly any checking of vehicles or choppers in Nagaland by Election Commission of India officials. RPP said, with Congress accounts being frozen, the absence of checking meant that any amount of cash can be easily transferred and demanded that the ECI explain its failure to uphold its constitutional obligation. The party also alleged that massive amount of money are being handed over to all 40 MLAs of the state to buy votes at any cost, adding that the PTA has exhausted all its options in securing victory and resorting to cash for votes is the only option left for the PTA in order to win this election. Further, the RPP said the nervousness in the PTA camp is palpable with a setback of ENPO demand for frontier Nagaland territory. In a tragic road accident occurred yesterday in Sankumti village under Kifre, one female died and 23 other passengers were injured after the vehicle in which they were travelling overturned. According to eyewitnesses, 24 passengers were going to Battlefield in pickup truck from Sankumti village when the vehicle capsized due to mechanical failure, killing a female passenger on the spot. Among the 23 injured, one was reported to be serious, while others received minor injuries. Some of the injured were admitted at the district hospital, Kifre, and discharged after receiving treatment. And in sports, the 2024 edition of the Badminton Asia Championship is set to begin today in Ningbo, China. star shuttlers, including H.S. Pranoy, Kidambi Srikant, Lakshya Sen, P.V. Sindhu and others will represent the Indian contingent. The competition will provide an opportunity for players to boost their rankings ahead of the 2024 Paris Olympics, which will take place in July this year. The tournament will culminate on 14th of this month. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.